something about me that even my best friend hasn't told me. Only have to look at a girl and you're all getting in a stock of confetti.
That shows how interested we are in your well-being.
Now I've heard everything.
Well, coming back to Pat Lewis...
Oh, for heaven's sake, all I came in for was a quiet pint.
Oh, you must admit she gave us grounds for suspicion.
Well, I'll admit nothing of the kind.
What Nora means is that you make time to see Pat during your busy spell.
Yeah, well, I fancied a break.
Fancy another one this weekend?
No. Yes. Look, drop it, will you? If you want the truth, it'll be ages before I can drive to Wales like that again, even supposing I want to, which is my business, so I might not see Pat for months.
Oh, I think we can do better than that, Tony. If you look through the window, you'll see.
Eh?
She's standing right there with Hayden Evans.
What?
I think she's coming in.
Are you all right, lad?
You've gone all the colours of the rainbow.
Hello, Tony.
Pat. It's...
You doing your imitation of a goldfish or something?
Give him time, Pat. He'll come too.
However did you come to be in Ambridge?
Ever heard of trains and buses?
Oh, but I mean, why? What made you come?
Well, I rather hoped you'd buy me a drink for a start. And get one for yourself while you're at it. You look as if you need it.
It's very kind of you, Grandad. But there was no need for you to go to the trouble.
You said you wanted something to stop that heifer suckling, didn't you?
Yes. I was going to catch one of your gadgets next time I was over at Brookfield.
Well, I've saved you the trouble. Which is the heifer that needs it?
Well, she's over there in the next field.
Oh, making herself unpopular with the others, eh?
Yeah, very unpopular.
Well, look, I've got a moment. Would you like a hand to fit it?
Oh, yes, please. It's a two-man job, really.
Needs two people, anyway.
What?
You'll have to excuse me, Tony. I promised Phil I'd be over at Brookfield this morning.
But you just offered to help.
Well, I don't think you'll have to do it on your own. Look who's coming over.
Oh, Pat.
I'll see you, Tony.
Well, you don't have to go
look,
just...
I'm not much good at playing gooseberry, lad. Cheerio for now.
Oh, cheerio, Grandad.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Mr. Archer.
I'm afraid it's hello and goodbye.
I haven't frightened him off, have I?
No, not at all. I'm glad you could make it this morning.
Now, what's on the work list?
Oh, I don't expect you to pitch in here.
Well, I'm not going to stand round idle, if that's what you think.
Oh, but you're not dressed for... What? I mean...
You've got a smock I can borrow, haven't you?
Well, yes.
And a pair of boots?
Yes.
So what's our first job?
Well, actually, I was going to put this plate on one of the heifers.
Oh, sucking problems. Mm. Oh, I shouldn't take long to fit.
The last one did.
Why?
Well, by the time I'd caught the heifer and roped her to a post, I was flat out.
Oh, that's a much easier way.
I wish I'd thought of it.
Come on, I'll show you.
Hey, have you done this sort of thing before?
No, but I think I know what to do. Find me something to put on and we'll get busy. Come on.
Ah, that's the lot. I seem to have got through the milking in half the time.
Good. Won't be a tick with the hose.
Hey, watch where you're aiming it.
You wanted your boots cleaned off, didn't you?
Not me legs as well. Shock. You're lethal with that thing.
Okay, you can switch it off now.
All right. Yeah, I will. Here, let me wind it up.
I can manage.
Thanks anyway, Pat. You've been a great help. Hey, what time's your train?
Trying to get rid of me?
Anything but.
Well, 7:10 it is.
Oh, then we'll have to get a move on. If you're to get cleaned up, go back to pick up your things and get across to Hollerton Junction...
What's the panic?
Well, I'd hate you to miss the train.
I see. Come on then, let's put some speed on.
Pat?
Hmm?
Wait a minute.
I thought we were pushed.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
I wouldn't hate you to miss the train. Frankly, I'd love you to miss it.
But it's the last one.
Well, couldn't you stay over?
Well, I suppose I could if I felt I was really needed here and... You took your time asking, didn't you?
Eh?
I was beginning to think you didn't want me to stay over.
What? Well, I want you to stay as long as you can.
Then why not say so? Who knows? If I try hard enough, I might miss a few trains tomorrow as well.
It was nice of you both to come round. We always used to go to church with Phil and Jill at one time.
It was kind of you to ask us. Makes me feel part of the family.
Not long now, and you will be.
Ah, then they'll all stop being on their best behaviour. You've no idea the strain you're putting on the Archer family, Pat.
Are they that desperate to marry you off?
Yeah, well, it was that or send me to the colonies.
Talking about weddings...
Oh, were we?
We were wondering, while we were on holiday, thinking you might have named the day.
I'm afraid not. You see, there's a bit of a problem.
Oh, in what way?
Well, I've got so many relations who would have to be invited, and so has Pat.
Half the population of Wales.
That we're thinking of eloping to Scotland and saving everybody a lot of trouble.
Elope? Tony Archer, you'll do no such thing. Now, what are you two grinning about? I can't see anything to laugh at.
I publish the banns of marriage between Anthony William Daniel Archer, bachelor of this parish,
Dan,
and Patricia Lewis,
well, I'm spinster blown.
Of St. Jude Llewellyn.
The young devils.
If any of you know Dan, cause or just impediment why these two persons should not be joined together in holy matrimony, ye are to declare it.
Well,
this
I've
is
never...
for the first time of asking.
No, Doris, that was it.
May I remind you... May I remind you that November the 29th is the vigil of St. Andrew. I ask your prayers for those who have gone abroad in missionary service to Africa and India.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Archer. You must blame the Welsh instinct for drama.
Oh, actually, it was all my fault. I was determined to have one secret Ambridge didn't know about.
Oh, that's all very well, Tony. But what was all that about the missionary service?
That was something quite separate, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, dear. I'm all of a dither. So you really settled the date, Ben?
Thursday, the 12th of December at 3 o'clock.
Then are you the first to know?
Oh, apart from Mum, it would have been more than my life was worth to keep her in the dark.
December the 12th. Now, let me see. But that's only... It's less than 4 weeks away.
Sooner the better, don't you think?
I don't know. My knees are quite wobbly.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, morning, Pat. Oh, be careful now. Here.
Let me take that.
Thanks.
Have you heard something we haven't?
What?
A famine on the way, perhaps?
Oh, I see. No, no, I'm just stocking up a bit at Willow Farm.
Oh, it looks as if you've just about emptied Martha's shelves.
Do you know, when I got to Tony's, the pantry only had a packet of cornflakes and 4 eggs in it.
It was the same at the lodge. Just don't know how to look after themselves.
Oh, Tony's going to have to learn. There was no mention in the advert about a nursemaid.
Yes, that's all very well.
Is the meal all right? I thought I might have put too much chili powder in.
Eh? No, it's fine. The point
is... The recipe said 2 teaspoons, but I got a generous nature.
Are you trying to change the subject?
Having demolished your arguments, there didn't seem much point in dwelling on them.
All I'm saying is, don't try to do everything at once.
I like work. Thrive on it. Must be something to do with my stern Welsh upbringing.
Yeah. Well, from what your relations tell me, you were the blue-eyed, apple-cheeked darling of the valleys. Or... Put it another way, the spoilt brat of the family.
Have a hot jacket potato.
Oh, thanks.
Down the back of your neck!
Hey, get off! You'll throttle me!
Save the hangman a job!
Let go!
Anybody home?
In here!
Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you over lunch.
That's all right, we were just finishing.
Good. Are you all right, Tony?
Yes.
I seem to have lost a button off my shirt. I'm just looking for it.
Don't worry, darling, I'll sew it on for you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So you can come out from under the table now.
Well, I must say, this room's looking different. It seems twice the size, and I've got rid of that brown wallpaper.
Well, that's all Pat's doing. She seems to have a dozen pairs of hands. I never know where she'll be using them next.
I can tell you. Those red curtains in the bedroom.
Well, what about them?
I don't think they go, somehow. Not for our bedroom.
Eh? But they're brand new.
Exactly. That's why they won't do.
Yeah, I give up.
Don't worry, Tony. Women's logic's something that baffles us all.
It's quite simple, really. Everything here looks as if it's been here since the end of the war, except for the odd item here and there, which has obviously been added recently.
The red curtains.
a feminine touch.
Mary Weston!
Well, before you get involved in a long discussion...
Don't worry, we won't. Can I get you some coffee?
No, thanks. I've only called with your presence list. Jill's ticked it and all that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
And I wondered if I could borrow your cow thermometer for a change, Tony.
Hang on, I'll get it for you.
Well, Pat, you seem to have everything organised.
Oh, yes, I think it'll all go pretty smoothly. Everything's ready. The cars are booked. Oh, there's only one thing we haven't sorted out. The reception.
You'll have to get a move on.
I know.
Yes, there are places in Borchester that specialise in that sort of thing.
Cold mushroom vol-au-vents and tired ham rolls. I've looked into it.
Oh, there's the bull.
To tell you the truth, I haven't known whether to suggest it or not.
Oh, they do a good spread. Very reasonable, too. I remember for Tony's engagement... Oh.
You see? Mm. It lends itself to jokes, doesn't it? Tony having his reception in the place he had his engagement party to a different girl.
It would upset you.
Oh, Lord, no. I'm the one that got him. But it's bound to bring back memories for him, isn't it? More pudding, Tony.
Oh, no thanks, love. I'm bloated.
It's high time someone put some beef on you.
Fattening me up for the honeymoon, are you?
Why not? I'll just clear these things away. Won't be a tick. Coffee?
Later on. Ooh, I feel whacked.
Take five in the chair.
Oh, I'd go out like a light.
Then you can obviously do with the rest. Go on, I'll let you off drying the dishes tonight.
I can't put my feet up. Too much to do.
Such as?
The books, for a start. I've been putting off getting down to those for days.
Ignore the books.
What? Are you serious? The accounts are just as important as the practical side in farming.
I know that, silly.
Well, then don't try to keep me away from my chores.
I think you'll find that the chores don't exist anymore.
What?
Take a look in your desk.
Why? Oh, you've tidied it up.
Open the ledger.
Hmm? Hey, you filled it in.
There you are. So you can nod off in the chair.
What on earth did you think you were doing, Pat?
Taking some of the weight off you, of course.
But I do the books. It's my job.
Not anymore. You'll find it's all in order.
That's not the point. You shouldn't have done it.
I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased?
Grateful, at least.
Grateful?
And stop repeating everything I say.
Doing the books is my job, Pat.
Why? Have I made a hash of it? No, my writing's much neater than yours and there are not so many blots.
I'm dead serious about this. Doing the books is a man's job.
Not as long as I'm in the house.
Look, I'm sorry. I might as well lay it down as a rule now.
There's a rule I want to lay down first. 50-50 means exactly that. Half shares of the work, half shares of the fun.
By the way, huh? I meant to give you this.
Lectures on farm safety, 1975. You're going to be busy, Mike. Are you giving all these yourself?
Oh, I enjoy spreading the word.
Oh, you're getting your advance notices out early.
Well, nothing like planning ahead. And with next year being farming safety year, I thought I'd give my customers the full works. Mm.
Tractor accidents. Now, there's a lecture you ought to get Joe Grundy along to.
Oh, he's one of the biggest farming accidents round here.
Oh, I'm glad someone can laugh.
Oh, hello, oh, lad.
Morning. I haven't managed to crack my face in the last 24 hours.
With all you've got a grin about, Tony?
Grin? I've forgotten how to. Now, first of all, I get hauled into a row between Jennifer and Jill, and then Phil calls in to say how sorry Jill was about the argument, and I find myself going hammer and tongs with him.
Nothing like a good ding-dong for clearing the air.
Yeah, or vice versa. I've come to make my peace with Jill and Phil before I ask if I can borrow a syringe.
Oh, trouble with your stock?
Oh, one of the calves needs an injection, that's all.
Oh, I'm sure Phil will oblige.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I meant to ask you, Grandad.
Aye?
Do you know any marriages where everything is strictly 50-50?
Well, I do. Mine. Me and Betty divide the work and the play right down the middle.
Ken and Mary Pound do the same. A true working partnership.
What about you and Gran? You've always shared and shared alike.
Well, in principle, lad. In practice, it's meant your Gran has done what she wanted to do and left me to soldier on with the rest.
Oh, shame, Mr. Archer.
Anyway, why do you ask, Tony?
Oh, just a small difference of opinion I had with Pat.
You have been in the wars.
She wants to do the books for Willow Farm.
So?
Oh, it's not a woman's work. Gran never did the books when you were at Brookfield.
More's the pity, but she wasn't keen.
Yeah, well, Pat is. She insists on doing them, with me alternating.
Well, I don't think that's right at all.
Well, thank goodness someone agrees with me.
No, I think she should do them all the time.
Oh, what? It's a tedious job. If you've got a willing shilling, take her up on the offer.
I haven't any choice.
Then why complain? You ought to be celebrated.
Well, I suppose I'll get used to the idea. Pass me another rod, Pat.
Oh, you are?
Right, get up.
Yes, sir.
It's like cleaning chimneys, isn't it?
Well, chimneys don't stink when they get clogged up.
No.
That's got it. The blockage was at the far end.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier if we were on mains drains?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What happens when the cesspit gets on?
Yeah, I know, love. It's not a pleasant job.
So why don't we go on to mains drains?
Because they're too far away.
Well, I'm not spending all my married life rotting out the drains.
Yeah, the trouble is the pipes are so old. Been there too long.
Well, let's have some new ones put in.
Oh, yes? And who's going to pay?
All right. We hire one of those mechanical diggers. You can get them by the hour. And we do the job ourselves.
Hey, you really mean it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
It's not a job for amateurs.
We may be amateurs when we start. We'll be professionals by the time we finish.
Okay, you're on. Subject to a survey.
I don't think it'll be all that hard.
Right, now, let's get this manhole cover back.
You looking forward to tonight?
Mm?
Don't tell me you've forgotten.
Oh, my night out with the lads.
Why do men go in for these stag parties?
Oh, tradition.
Invented by the breweries, I expect. They're the only people who gain by it.
Oh, now, that's unfair.
Sorry. Enjoy yourself anyway.
Well, I doubt it.
Why?
Well, I'd rather be going out with you.
Oh, flattery.
How are you feeling?
How I usually feel after struggling with our drains.
About Thursday, silly. Got any butterflies?
Out of season in December.
Yeah, get this down your pat.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Hayden. Oh, that's better.
Oh, Trigara, you're supposed to sip it, girl, not throw it down.
Oh, it's funny, I wasn't a bit nervous first thing this morning.
On delayed shock.
It first hit me when I was held up at the hairdresser's. Will I make it, I thought.
The way Tony feels about you, he'd marry you with a head full of curlers.
Well, the way I feel about him, I want to pull all the stops out. Now, do you really think my hair's all
perfect,
right?
Perfect, Carriad.
And how does the dress
look?
Oh,
it couldn't be more lovely. And that's the truth. If I was a bit younger, I'd run off with you myself to Gretna Green.
Tomorrow, perhaps. I got an engagement today. Oh, there's someone arrived.
Oh, it'll be Gwyneth.
My bouquet. I'll just nip upstairs and get it.
Well, hold on, girl. I'll meet your auntie. Oh, never. Then no, she's in a flap. Poor Pat.
Well, pronounced Aidenbar.
Well, you too, Gwyneth.
Hey, you're looking older.
Well, I am older, Gwyneth. But, where's your one?
Oh, where do you think, man? In the boozer. 2 minutes to closing time when we drove up. He was leaning his elbow on the bar before you could say last orders. Uh-huh. But where is she? I didn't come all this way to look at you or old mug. Where's Pat?
Well,
Look, she can't go into marriage till her auntie Gwyneth has told her everything a wife should know.
But Gwyneth...
Yes, please, boy, since you offer, mine's a double. Oh. Well, what time did you tell him?
2:30.
2:40 now. Jerry does know it's today, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
of course he does, Jill. I think.
He'll be here soon.
Oh, I can hear a car. It's not Jerry's. It's the car to take me to the church.
If your best man doesn't get a move on, you'll have to go without him.
How can he?
Why not ring him?
I have. No answer.
That means he's on the way.
Yeah, only slowly. Ah, here's another. Uh-oh.
Ah, Mum and Dad. They're cutting it a bit fine as well.
By the way, Tony, Phil sends his best wishes. He had to go on ahead to play the organ.
Yeah, well, I hope he's got a ceremony to play it for. Oh, come on, Jerry, where are you? And it's no good you getting impatient. You'll have to wait, like the rest of us.
Hey, what's the rush, Phil?
You can't have a marriage service without an organist, Walter.
Oh, why not? I could slip back and fetch me own granny phone. Hey, but you'll miss the best part of it, then.
Oh, not at all. I'll have a good view of the whole ceremony.
Well, I means the bit afore. When the bride comes up the path here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got me candid camera to immortalize the moment.
What, that old thing?
Oh, this is a genuine, tried and trusted, long-lasting, high-quality box camera.
Yeah, does it work?
Does it work? I've took pictures with this here contraption what Lord Mount Snowden himself would have ended. Yes. Oh, you should have seen my snapper, Mrs. P, with a garden syringe. Here, let me explain how I does it. Now, first I singles out me prey like
oh,
this.
Oh, I must fly.
And then I peers into this little window here to make sure I'm right on target.
Hey, cheerio.
And then I presses the master switch and captures an historic moment. Hey, look what you made me do, Phil. I took a snap of that there gravestone. It's all right. It ain't a calamity after all. I forgot to put a film in.
What's happened to Tony now?
I can't think, love. Ask Peggy. She was the last to leave Willow Farm.
Oh, Peggy.
I don't know where he is, Mum. Jerry had arrived by the time I left. They should be here now.
Hey, look at old Walter at the gate with that box camera of his. You'd think he was going to televise the proceedings.
What proceedings? There's no bridegroom
yet. Has Tony done a bonk or something?
He'll be here in a minute, Nora.
The bridesmaids are arriving.
Oh, they'll have to wait.
Quick, Dan, do something.
I'll ask the driver to cruise for a minute.
Hey, just a minute.
What on earth can be keeping Tony?
Oh, I wish I knew, Polly.
Here's Pat's car now.
Oh, Mr. Archer's waving that on as well. They'll wonder what's happening.
Oh, so will the vicar.
Look, there's Tony.
Oh, thank God.
And the best man, coming through the side gate.
And not before time.
Tell Dan it's all right now.
Leave it to me.
Oh, sorry for the delay. We had to go.
Never mind that now. Get into the church.
You too, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, come on, Jerry. Quick, the car's stopping at the main gate.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, look at those bridesmaids. Aren't they sweet?
Oh, such gorgeous dresses.
Ah, well, the show is finally on the road.
That's not a nice thing to call it, Dan.
Here's Pat. Oh, oh, doesn't she look smashed?
Oh, lovely.
As if she hadn't a care in the world. And that dress.
Come on, Lucy. Let's go and see the bride.
Well, Peg, how do you feel now, eh?
Very happy, dear. Very happy. I think I'd like to go into the church now.
Yes. Come on, Dan. We mustn't miss anything.
You're all right, your love.
Anthony William Daniel, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Patricia, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him as long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
Well, that's it. Good luck to both of you.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Hayden.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Mum.
I'll look after him, Mrs. Archer.
I know you will, Pet.
Yeah, now then, you two. I want to freeze this moment in time with me box camera.
We'll all be frozen in time if we stand about here too long. Here, let the official photographer have a crack at them first,
yeah,
won't
we? What do you mean, official?
Of course, Jerry. Then we can have some photographs of the bride and groom on their own.
This way, everybody.
Hello, bride.
Hello, groom. Oh, let's step back into the porch. It's getting nippy.
I hadn't noticed.
Now, what's the birdie?
Could you do me a portrait afterwards, love?
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'm Pat's Auntie Gwyneth.
Oh.
My husband was the one who drowned everyone when we were singing Crim, and I will put a picture of me on my own.
Oh, and you got ditched as well. Don't let Gwyneth bully you, Walter.
He was just going to offer to do me a solo study, weren't you, Walter? The official photographs always make me look like a sight of ham.
Oh.
What do you say?
Well, I afterwards, my dear, my old beauty.
Not too late when I got all
we haven't even gotten the bridesmaids yet, Phil.
Oh, good. Nice service.
Oh, give or take a bit of exhibitions during the singing of Crimmon.
Well, you can't have a Welsh girl married without a bit of... what do you call it, Aidan?
A whirl.
Ah, without a bit of what Aidan said from the congregation.
Not too warm out here, is it?
Oh, we'll soon be on our way back to the bull.
Yes, look, he's finishing with the bridesmaids.
Aye.
Close family next. Come on, boys. That means us.
And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say a special word of thanks to Jerry, my best man, to the bridesmaids who look out of this world, to Mum, of course, to Hayden for all he's done, but most of all, to Pat, for having the sense, some might say the courage, to agree to be my wife.
Holding out on me, Anthony William Daniel Archer.
Hey, what's that?
I didn't know you could make speeches as well.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no, not Auntie Gwyneth.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we are gathered here in the sight of the Lord, I feel it falls to Pat's Auntie Gwyneth to say a few words.
Try stopping her.
My husband, you weren't always...
Oh, wake up, Ewan. I'm telling you a joke, man. Pat's Uncle Ewan, when he's sober, always says a speech should be like a miniskirt. Mm-hmm. Long enough to cover everything decently, but short enough to be interesting.
Show us what you mean.
Steady on, Walter.
Our ladies present.
But what I really want to say is this. In the midst of happiness... And I don't grudge Tony and Pat 1 ounce of that. He's a good catch, Pat, nice and cuddly. In the midst of happiness, there must be some sadness. It's a great pity that Pat's mum, my sister Alwyn, can't be with us. And that her dad, Di, lies at rest. Oh, this would have been a red letter day for both of them. So, on behalf of her mum and dad, me and you... Oh, wake up, man. What's the matter with you? Auntie Gwyneth and Rip Van Winkle, yeah? Would like to propose, from the family, like, a toast. To Tony and Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. To Tony and Pat.
Been wonderful.
Thanks to you, Peggy.
Oh, I did nothing, apart from try into my handkerchief during the service.
What about this marvellous reception?
Oh, Sid and Polly organised all that.
On your premises.
So you've got to take most of the credit.
Oh, yes. I say, isn't Aunt Gwyneth a card?
She seems to pit it off with Walter. They've been rabbiting away 19 to the dozen. Ah, here's the happy couple.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Well, we just wanted to thank you all for, well, everything. Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, don't be silly. We're sorry Kenton couldn't make it.
We'll send them some photographs.
Or a copy of the Worcester Echo. That'd be best.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, how does it feel to be a married man?
Oh, ask Phil. He's been at it longer than I have. I'm still a newcomer to the game.
Oh, game. I like that. Your aunt's letting her hair down, Pat.
She always does. Come on, Tony, we must go and have a word with her and then go and get changed.
Yeah, sure. Excuse us.
Oh, it's gorgeous, Tony, but you shouldn't have.
Well, why not? You fell in love with that pendant when we went to choose the ring, so I nipped back when you weren't looking. Oh,
thank you, but it was so expensive.
Yeah, I'm poor but happy.
So am I. Isn't it nice to be on our own?
Yeah, very nice.
Well, I got you hooked now, even though you did drag your feet at the last moment.
I didn't drag my feet. The car got held.
I was only joking.
Oh, here, let me help you put the locket on.
Oh, now, make sure you fasten it properly.
Yeah, sure. There you are.
How's it look?
Great. Hey, I'm sure everything's going to go well for us.
Just one thing, love.
Hmm?
We can go over to Main's Drains, can't we?
Main's Drains? Of all the things to think about at a time like this. Come here, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, now, who's this? Just as I was going to get the tea.
Only me. Not having your meal, are you?
Oh, it's our Lillian.
Come on in, love.
Thanks, Grandad.
We charge a bit extra to watch the animals feed, mind.
I was hoping to catch you before you sat down.
You can join us if you like.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Gran, but there's 1,001 things waiting for me to do at home.
Sounds like one of your flying visits.
I'm afraid so. But never mind, we'll be seeing lots of you over Christmas. That's what I've called in to say. Ralph and I are throwing a party for the whole family and close friends on Boxing Night.
Oh.
And you're summoned to attend.
Oh, how lovely.
Aye. You and Ralph really go to town when you set your minds to it.
Is he up to it, though?
Yes, he's determined to make this the best ever. Mm. And as he says, it could be our last here for some time.
Oh, dear.
But it's going to be our happiest, too. Mm. I'll see to that.
That is a lovely thing to look forward to, then.
Mm.
We did wonder about going the whole hog and having it on Christmas Day, but decided against it.
People like their own firesides on Christmas Day.
Well, the newlyweds seem to, anyway.
Have you seen them?
Called round at lunchtime. They were staggering around like sleepwalkers.
They had a terrible time, you know.
Eh?
On the way back, I mean.
Mm, so they said. Anyway, Pat insists on cooking Christmas lunch and Hayden's joining them.
Oh, that'll be nice for him.
Mum and Jennifer are coming to us with the children. And Tony and Pat are joining us for the evening.
Oh, not Hayden?
No, didn't want to intrude, he said. Silly man.
Well, I can see his point.
Well, perhaps we'd better ask him round with Walter and Mrs. P, then. For the evening, I mean.
Good old Doris. You'll get everybody organised, won't you, love?
I can't bear to think of people being by themselves at Christmas.
We had a job persuading Mum, and Jennifer wasn't too sure. But it'd be nice for Mum to have all the family round her.
Especially when Tony and Pat join you.
I only hope they've caught up on their sleep by then.
Well, they'd better. Tony's playing with Ambridge Wonders against Barneville tomorrow. If he and non-form, he'll get his leg pulled unmercifully.
Especially just after his honeymoon.
Well, he'd better be prepared for it. When I saw him, he looked as if he needed to sleep for a week, and so did Pat.
Hey, what are you doing, love? Getting up in the middle of the night?
It's tea time.
It's what?
Our afternoon naps developed into a long siesta. It's nearly 6 o'clock.
But the milking.
That, my dear husband, is why I am up and in my working togs.
You should have wakened me when you got up.
Oh, too risky.
Eh?
We might not have got up for the rest of the day.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Cows to you.
Yeah, it's no use. I'll have to rouse myself, I suppose.
Oh, you look lovely sleeping away there, like a Cheshire cat, all contentment.
Well, why not? I am content. Aren't you?
Very. But I gotta leave you for those poor cows.
Yeah, there's someone at the door. Well, thank goodness you're up and dressed.
I'll go and see, and if it's for you, I'll cover up while you get into your clothes.
Yeah, right. It won't take me a second.
At least it doesn't sound as if it's carol singers.
Well, it's time enough yet.
I'm coming. Hang on.
Sorry to disturb you, Pat.
It's Betty Tucker, Tony.
I'll be right down.
Sorry, Betty. I was just upstairs changing into my working clothes.
Oh, there now. I should have told you.
Told us what?
Well, I could see how done in you were when you got back from the airport. But to tell you the truth, I wasn't sure if I could get away this afternoon.
Oh, we were terribly grateful for your help this morning.
It's our sheepdog bitch, you see. Still hasn't had her puppies. Mm. But Mike's over there with her, so I just popped over and did the milking for you.
Betty, you're a saint.
Not a bit of it. I had to guess the feeding a bit, but it's finished.
There's nothing wrong, is there?
No, Betty's done the milking for us.
She hasn't. You're a saint.
They say happily married couples get like each other, don't they?
Well, what have I said?
Exactly what I said.
It doesn't matter. I'm not complaining. Now, I must get back and see how things are.
Well, haven't those pups arrived yet?
No, and I'll tell you something. I reckon it'll be a day or two, in spite of what Mike and the vet say.
One thing's certain, they won't come before they're ready.
That's true. Anyway, I thought I'd just let you know as you've nothing to bother about. Milk's all safely in the tank.
Oh, I can't thank you enough, Betty.
You're a godsend. Bye.
Hey, let us know if we can do anything for you anytime.
I will. Bye now.
Bye.
Wasn't that super of her?
Oh, she's a good sort. Well, it's a pity I panicked, though.
Hey?
Well, dashing into me clothes like that. We could have stayed in bed a bit longer.
Oh, is that all you can think about?
Hey, now what are you doing?
Putting the kettle on. And when we've had tea, we're going to go out and make sure the cattle are all right. Got enough silage and so on.
Ah, Betty's 100% reliable.
So she may be, but our whole future's in that herd, and I'm not taking any chances.
There's no answer to that, is there?
But if you're tired, we could always have an early night.
Hey, now that's a thought.
Oh, Pat, that's wonderful news. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. We thought you ought to be the first to know, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah.
It's not officially confirmed yet, mind. When will you know for certain?
Monday, so the doctor says.
Tony was all for waiting till then, but I know now.
Ah, clever girl, isn't she, Mum?
Takes two, you know. You're both clever, and I wish you all the happiness in the world. And at least one or two more later on.
Hey, hold on. This one hasn't even arrived yet.
Well, that's a point. When's it due?
Well, I reckon the end of the first week in January. But the doctor says probably a couple of weeks later. We'll just see who's right.
It's all so mathematical these days, isn't it? I think Mother usually knows best.
Well, it isn't all that difficult, really.
Now, don't let's start that again, love. We've been having arguments, and I keep telling him it isn't the same as cows.
Well, the gestation's near enough the same.
Well, you're both pleased. I can see that. It's something you both wanted, isn't it?
Yep, it's all in our 5-year plan.
What he means is we wanted a baby soon.
Only I wondered what with the hens and your bed and breakfast visitors plan.
Oh, Mary Pound had a few knocks at me over the hens. She'd much as said that a girl who puts animals before babies doesn't deserve to have any.
Well, it'll be one in the eye for her then when she hears.
Well, the hens won't be much trouble. They don't take much looking after.
Yeah, and don't worry about the room, Mum. Pat was being dead crafty. By a strange coincidence, the paper she chose will do just as well for her nursery.
The least I can do to celebrate your good news. Couple of scotches, Polly, please.
Certainly, Mr. Archer. But on one condition.
Oh, and what's that, then?
That they're on the house.
Hey, come on, Polly. And you, Grandad. Hasn't happened yet.
That's enough from you, Tony. Let me finish arguing with the young lady.
With the licensee, if you don't mind.
Oh, I can see she's going to be awkward, lad.
Never argue with the landlord when he's offering to buy the drinks, Mr. Archer. And it's my privilege.
Polly, love, you make a smashing landlord. And I never could compete with a smile like that.
There you are, then.
Oh, thanks. That's yours, Tony. Ah, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. What are you going to call the little blighter, then?
Give him a chance, Mr. Archer. It took me and Sid ages to decide that.
Oh, in my day, they picked two lists of names and then matched the babies to them as they arrived. It got difficult after a bit, if they were all girls, Mike.
We haven't thought about it yet.
Well, if you get stuck, we've still our old list somewhere. I'll tell Pat she can borrow it.
Oh, don't worry. She'll get plenty of advice, I dare say, from Doris and Peggy. Let alone the rest of the family.
Yeah, I've had a word with Mum about that already, Grandad.
Hey, up, lad. Don't spoil it for us old uns. It is a bit special, you know.
Ah, looking at it like that, yeah, I suppose so. But it's us having it, so we've got to have our say, haven't we?
Finished, Tony?
Yeah, just about, love.
Hey. You shouldn't be out here in a housecoat and slippers.
Oh, the fresh air will blow away the cobwebs.
Well, I hadn't noticed any on you. Has the post been yet?
Yes, our cards are up at the house. I left them for us to open together.
Just think, a whole year. Things have certainly changed since last December.
Yeah, you're the proud possessor of an extra 10 acres.
I was talking about the baby.
Come on, there's a special breakfast waiting.
Ooh, anniversary treats, eh?
Sausage, egg, bacon, and wait for it... mushrooms.
Oh, good.
Yeah, those sausages will be crackling in the pan by now.
What? You mean, you left it all on the stove?
Don't panic.
Hey, but it'll be burnt by the time we get there.
No, it won't.
Oh, come on, let's hurry. If there's one thing I hate, it's charred bacon.
I tell you, it won't.
Yeah, of course it will. I can't think what you're up to. You can't just leave food to... Mum!
Happy anniversary.
Now, do you see why I wasn't hurrying? Yeah.
I thought you deserved a bit of pampering on your anniversary, so I decided to get the day off to a good start with a 5-star breakfast.
Oh, that's marvellous.
But... we plotted it all behind your back. I thought it'd make up for the disappointment of not having Auntie Gwyneth to cook for you.
Oh, don't tease him, Pat. Oh, go on, sit down.
Right. Oh, here's a card from Phil and Jill.
Let's see.
Oh, here's your breakfast.
Thanks. Smells good.
But what about you, Mum?
Oh, I had mine ages ago. You don't think we all stay in bed like you dairy farmers, do you? But I'm glad to be able to help out. After all, I don't have many young marrieds in my family to spoil.
Mm, there's another potential one.
Yep, Jennifer, when she's ditched Roger.
Tony, you're celebrating a wedding anniversary. You mustn't talk about ditching husbands.
No, but you take my point.
Tony?
Pat, what are you doing out here? And what on earth are you wearing?
Oh, Percy's old army coat. He left it behind yesterday.
Sure. You look like Grandad in the First World War.
Charming. Never used to say things like that. Not when you came over the Black Mountains to our valley and took me walking among the buttercups.
No, well, move out of the light, love. I can't see to wash their udders properly.
Sorry. Will you be long?
Well, I've only just started. What with the light flickering on and off. I've rigged up the tractor in case it goes completely.
I've ironed your shirt and the water's ready for your bath.
Oh, thanks. You know, I've thought of buying a decent emergency generator once or twice. You can pick them up second hand.
Tony.
Trouble is, you don't use them for 6 months, and then when the emergency comes, you find they won't start. At least with the tractor.
Tony.
You
can...
Pat?
One. Two. Three. Oh.
Pat?
Six. Seven.
Pat! For goodness sake.
Is the calf pen empty?
The calf pen? Oh, no. The baby? You can't be.
I am, Tony. I'm having it.
You're always reading about London taxi drivers acting as midwives.
For heaven's sake, don't talk like that when Mum arrives.
Oh, Lord, first arrival. I'll go.
Right. Now, let me see. You say Kenton will be looking after the records?
Yes, with Elizabeth helping. They've got it all planned. Music through midnight.
And your dad's looking after the drink. I hope we've got enough.
We could practically open up as rivals to the Bulls.
Jill, I'm sorry I'm early, but I've arranged for Tony to phone here when there's any news.
Peg, have you heard anything yet?
Well, Tony rang just before I left. He says they got there all right, but they won't tell him anything. And some awful night sister has given him a lecture on what family planning's all about.
Avoiding New Year's Eve.
Yeah, exactly. If Pat can hold out till after midnight, it'll be a 1976 model.
I beg your pardon?
Well, if it was a car, it'd be more valuable, wouldn't it?
What an extraordinary idea.
The door was open, so Brian and I came straight.
Oh, Jennifer, have you heard?
Gran phoned before we left.
Well, I must say I'm glad it wasn't me who caused such a panic.
Well, why ever not?
Well, everyone would have said, typical Jennifer.
Oh. Well, I'm sure they didn't plan it deliberately.
Gran says Tony was just going to start milking when Pat collapsed on the dairy floor.
Oh, dear, it wasn't that dramatic.
Oh, some odd arrivals. It's time you took your apron off, Jill.
Oh, goodness. I'd forgotten I was still wearing it.
And never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for the sake of old lang syne.
Happy New Year! Hello! Brookfield Farm!
Uncle Walter!
Tony! Oh, I speak up, lad. I can't hear you.
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Is it Tony?
Give him a chance, Doris.
You'll have to speak up, Tony. Oh, dear. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Give me the phone.
All right, old
I'll love. Close the door.
Tony?
Yeah?
Peg is in the thick of it somewhere. I've sent Jennifer to bring her.
Oh, good. You all having a nice party?
Never mind us. How's Pat?
Oh, fine. In fact, they both are.
Both?
They're both fine. And it's a boy.
A boy.
A boy? Oh, Dan, did you hear?
Aye, love, and I reckon Tom must have heard as well. He's ringing the bell so all Ambridge will know.
Oh, Dan, you do say some daft things sometimes. Open the window so we can hear.
Aye, right, old love.
John, Daniel, there.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Can't see without opening my eyes.
Well, then open them, lazy thing.
Chap's entitled to 40 winks of an evening when he's had a hard day on the farm.
40 winks, perhaps, not 400.
Who's counting?
I am. I've been counting the snores. 16 a minute.
Haven't you anything better to do?
I had, but I've done it. I've inscribed baby John's name in the family Bible. It's nice to have another name to put in. The last one was James.
Eh, who?
James. James Rodney Dominic Bellamy. Ralph and Lillian's little boy.
I know.
You didn't sound as if you knew him from Adam.
Of course I do. Adam's Jennifer's eldest.
Oh, you. Anyway, this can go back on the shelf now.
Hang on. Let's have a look.
Here, then. It weighs a ton. You can put it back for me.
Let's see. John Daniel. Yes, very nice.